Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I am Bruce Irving, your host today. Today we're talking about crypto and NFTs. I know I've been talking about this a lot lately, but I really want to find valuable information so that we can discuss it here on the podcast and you can get all the information you need to be educated about this. I have started a new Facebook group, Crypto for Businesses. Just search that on the Facebook group. We'll let you in. All the research, all the articles, all the information that I find, I'm going to be putting inside of that Facebook group. So if you want in, go check it out. Also, head over to thebruceirving.com. That's where I take all the show notes and links from this episode. And you can sign up for our newsletter to get information about that. We have some courses, some Instagram, some email marketing courses coming up. You can join our mastermind group, whatever you want. All that is over at thebruceirving.com. Let's get into today's episode. AJ is my guest. I found AJ because I did a podcast a couple weeks back with Ethan, who's starting an NFT project for his company, Thirst Drinks. And AJ is the founder of 135, and he's helping him implement all of that. Come up with the strategy, help him create the NFTs, help him put it on the website, and then sell them. And I'm curious to see how that goes. I do think it's going to be successful because Ethan's really good at marketing, and he has built up a really good community with Thirst, his company in Utah. But I'm interested to see how AJ and his company 135 helps him execute on that plan. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit on this podcast and more into what NFTs are and crypto and the ins and outs and the small details that no one really talks about because they assume you know. I ask them these questions inside of this podcast. So we'll do a follow-up with Ethan. I think his project, as the release of this podcast, the first week of February, I believe his project is launching next week. So I'm excited to have him maybe come back on the podcast in a few months and talk about that. And you, if you're interested in doing an NFT project for your business, you can kind of follow his example of what he did, the pros and cons, the goods, the bads, because there's always those, and take that and run. So let's get into today's podcast. I hope you enjoy it. We'll see you on the other side. All right, welcome back to the podcast. AJ from 135 is joining me. I'm excited to talk about this. I had Ethan on the podcast, and he mentioned he was working with you guys. So AJ, welcome to the podcast, first of all.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit about what you're doing. I'm interested in this whole NFT crypto thing for, you know, the local business perspective. So tell me a little bit about what you got going on.
So I first got involved in cryptocurrency in 2015. I'm pretty young. I just turned 21. So at 15, I was pretty broke and I was flipping shoes, cleaning cars, door to door, doing whatever I could to really start getting money into the crypto market. So I started buying Bitcoin. I started buying Ethereum. And then when I was about 16, 17, I started work for a couple of different cryptocurrency companies.
Yep.
And then over the past 3 years, I've really decided to go full time, devote all my time and energy to this. So I've helped grow a lot of different companies. And then about 6 months ago, we officially started 135, which is a full service blockchain launchpad, which means we help influencers, companies, restaurants launch tokens, DeFi protocols, NFT projects, anything in the metaverse. And then on top of that, we do all the marketing behind all the projects. So that's the one aspect of 135. And then the second aspect of 135 is we have a membership where we teach people how to invest in cryptocurrency, how to trade. And then we're in the process of getting all our licensing to be the first official crypto hedge fund in Utah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on all that. Such a young age.
Thank you.
So I was talking to Ethan. That's how we connected. Ethan from Thirst, who we did a podcast about. He's launching an NFT project for Thirst.
Yeah.
And I was fascinated by that because I really do think it's, you know, NFTs are, I think there's a lot of people out there who still don't really know what they are, especially like customers of restaurants. But like anything, it's good to get in on it earlier than later. So tell me, can you help me out and explain to the people listening kind of like what you're doing with Ethan?
Yeah. So first I'll explain an NFT is a non-fungible token.
Yeah.
Okay. So the very most simple understanding to a listener is, let's take, for example, a concert ticket. Okay. For any period of time, concert tickets can be replicated. People have been scammed throughout all the history through fake tickets. Well, what happened is the blockchain is a decentralized ledger. So what it does is when this non-fungible token is on the blockchain, it proves ownership. So you can see when it was created, and now that it's on there, it can never be replicated, destroyed, or anything. So what it does is it proves ownership, okay? So what Ethan's doing is we go through and we build all this cool art and develop these platforms where these customers can buy this on an NFT.
Yeah.
And what this NFT does is it will validate kind of like a membership or once they own this, they'll be able to get access to different things at Thirst. So events, free drinks, the whole everything and above. So we've done this through for influencers, through artists, anything that can just validate ownership. And the second part of NFTs is kind of like owning like a baseball card. It's kind of like a collectible. People be I really like the fact that they can own it. It's rare. They can trade it. So the first aspect is the ownership. The second aspect is the collectible side of things.
Okay. So Ethan's doing it as like a rewards program or a loyalty yeah. program, right?
As a rewards program. So there'll be three different tiers, and those different tiers are based on like the values of them. So if you get one that has a golden background, you'll be able to get free drinks, silver, bronze, so on and so forth. And so all of it changes.
Yeah.
But when you go to the website to mint them, you're not going to be able to know which ones you get. So it makes it really fun for the each store.
It's like a lottery, right?
Exactly. It's like a lottery.
How are you connecting that to his website? Like, do a lot of people understand how you purchase them nowadays?
A lot of people don't understand how we purchase them. So we have very simple tutorials that teach you, here's the first step, here's the second okay. step, here's the fourth step, so on and so forth. And they actually, we do not connect them to the regular websites. We set up a third-party website for them where they can just go in and do it. That way you can keep
them. Okay, so if someone's going to buy one of the NFTs, they have to go to a different website. Like does it have a URL?
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be like nationnfts.com.
Got it.
Or anything. So every person we use is different. Some people want us to build it into their websites. Most people like Ethan don't. They want us to have a third party thing where they can do other things with it. So
is it what's the hardest part about setting up an NFT for like a restaurant or a local business?
So in regards of the hardest part about an NFT is the marketing behind the project. So where there's a hot market is the fact that we don't really have to do any marketing. When it's to a restaurant, to an influencer, they market themselves.
Okay.
So the hardest part of that is really, I would say, getting the art to the level that we want it to be at. And the second aspect is educating the community, right? Because behind a regular NFT project, everyone knows how to buy it, sell it, everything. But with a restaurant, no one knows.
Right.
So it's educating the community and then making sure that everyone's satisfied and everything goes well.
So when you sell an NFT, like the people who are on OpenSea or any of these NFT platforms, like they already understand the process. They're just looking at the NFT itself, right? Like Ethan in restaurants who listen to this podcast are trying, like their customers probably 10% know what an NFT even is.
Yeah, exactly. 10%, maybe less.
Probably. Yeah, you're right. And so there's like an education process because the rewards or whatever benefits they get for purchasing the NFT are great and sounds great, but them trying to figure it all out and how to buy it,
yeah.
and where to hold it is probably confusing for them.
It's actually very, very simple. And our videos will just go step by step, walk you through, okay, download this app, buy your coin here. This is how you do it. This is how it works. This is where you hold it. It's very streamlined. So that process is pretty easy. But what we like to do is we actually like to have the restaurant owners or the influencers actually mimic our videos so that they can be the ones presenting it to their audience. So that's like what Ethan will do. Yeah.
So what platform is Ethan using for the NFTs?
So to like in order to buy it,
yeah.
to buy the So that will be straight off the website that we set up for him.
Is he using is it Ethereum, Solana? Like what is it?
Yeah, it's Ethereum. Okay. The blockchain. Yeah, it's Ethereum.
Go ahead.
No, so yeah, Ethereum, that's pretty much the dominant source of all crypto projects right now. There are some other ones like Polygon, Solana, Cardano, Polkadot who are trying to make some movements here. But Ethereum has the largest volume and the most hype behind it right now for NFT projects.
So if I'm a restaurant or a business and I want to I just learned about NFTs and I'm like, all right, I want to try to maybe see if I can do one for my business. Like, what do I have to think about in order to start a project or what are the steps that I need to take in order to get one going?
So first thing is come to us. We'll evaluate your business and see if it makes sense. Certain businesses where it just might not make sense, right? For them at this moment. So we'll come through, we'll do a little evaluation, kind of give you guys some different ideas of what you could do. Then from there, it's just up to you, right? It's like with this whole thing behind crypto NFTs, it's like there's really no limit. There's so many different cool things that you can do. So however creative your imagination is, we can kind of take you to any point that you want to go. So with this process, you come to us, we'll sit down, we'll walk you through everything, kind of take you to the pricing, expect your return on your investment, all the different things, how it works. And then we just go, we'll build your website. We'll do all your marketing. We'll get your art done for you. We'll send you the art. Tell us what you want fixed. We'll make adjustments. And then we'll give you guys the videos. And we even have the videographers that can come and film the videos for you and how to teach your community on how to buy this NFT.
So if it was like someone coming to you, like me, if I came to you and said, hey, AJ, I want to start an NFT, what's the first question you'd ask me?
I would say, awesome. I would, great, awesome. I'd ask you about your business. I would say, how many locations do you have? Okay.
Well, if I'm a podcaster like me, like I do this podcast, let's take me for an example. Walk me through that. So I'm a podcaster, right? I do, this podcast. We have a pretty good size audience for my community. I'm thinking about doing an NFT. Like, what do I do?
I'd ask you, how many monthly listeners do you have? What's your demographic?
Yeah.
The first two questions that I would try to pick up. From there, we would talk about, does it really make sense, right? So what value would you want to bring behind your NFT? Do you want to create a membership where it's exclusive access to exclusive podcasts?
Okay.
Like, what do you want behind this, right? Because in reality, like, NFTs aren't just like, you can't just make it work for everything. It's a cool opportunity for proof of ownership, but some things it doesn't make sense, right?
Right.
So it would ask you like, why do you want to do an NFT? That's what I'd ask you.
So the first question would be, hey, all right, great. You want to do an NFT. Like, what value are you going to provide for someone to purchase that NFT? Like you said, whether it be a membership or a pop-up or a rewards program where they get stuff every month.
Yeah, exactly. Or a ticket. Do you want to act this as a ticket to an event? Do you want it to be multiple things? Do you want it to be free drinks for life? Do you want it to be one free sandwich a month, right? You can build that into whatever you want.
And how big do your audience do you think you have to have in order to sustain one? So if I'm a local business, you know, is there a certain amount of sales I should be doing every month, or how many customers I do, or how big does the audience or the customer base need to be in order for it to work?
Let me explain to you this. So does it make sense for everyone? I think it's a cool opportunity for everyone, but it's just a matter of fact, if you can generate enough revenue to pay services, right? Where someone like Ethan, different stuff, has enough following in different stores where he can do that.
Yeah.
But if let's say someone just has one sandwich shop and they only produce, you know, $100,000 a year off that one sandwich shop, like total revenue, not profit or anything, it might not make perfect sense for them, right? Where someone who's generating more buzz, has a couple, like has more revenue coming in, different things like that, it makes sense where they can really like market on their audience. I think it just depends for each person. It makes sense, but right, it's not free. It's not free to get.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's like you have to have enough volume in customers to want to buy it to be able to be profitable after you pay for all the expenses.
Right, because you could drop 10 NFTs. That costs $10,000. You could drop 200 NFTs. You could drop 10,000. That costs $1. Right. There's no limit. So it all just depends on your audience and kind of like what they do. Right. Because you might have a special service that's for a stock, right? Like a stock and investment chat where you want to charge $500, but you only want to sell 100 NFTs. So there's lots of different things that we can do and tailor it to you. It just depends on your target audience.
Who are the people who have been like the most successful with the projects you've helped? Like, what kind of people are they, or what kind of businesses, or?
Yeah. Our biggest ones that we're working on right now are with a lot of artists. So I was just in New York City yesterday. We're helping Rowdy Rebel, Meek Mill, a lot of the EXO artists do NFT albums, NFT projects. So, I mean, I have a big background in the music industry. I lived in Miami for 3.5 years. And that's really where I think we'll see a lot of our hottest partnerships come from.
Yeah.
Is through artists, through the music industry. On top of that, we've done a lot of like little fun projects, like little angry, we've helped like Angry Apes, Scandling Apes, little different projects where we've helped like, you know, little bulldog products, like just the little funny ones that you see online. We do a lot of consulting and things for projects like that. But in reality, that's not like where I want to focus my time. I really want to focus my time on the long-term potential that NFTs can bring. I think as time goes on, we will see, you know, these little apes and little projects and things. I think we'll see less and less of it because the market's becoming so saturated right now. People who are going in like buying all these, I don't know if you've been seeing all these different NFT projects and stuff that are popping up.
Yeah, I get DMs every day, like 400 of them.
Yeah, exactly. Man. So I think we'll see less and less of that. And we'll see it used as more utility. So concert tickets, proof of ownership. I think in the next 25 years, your birth certificate, your driver's license, all those different things will be an NFT. Why is that a piece of paper? Why, right? All those things, proof of ownership, that will transition into NFTs in the next 10 to 15 years.
I like that. And I think that you're right. Like there was a lot of artists and because I think they have big audiences, so they could easily come up with a project. And if a lot of people, if the vast majority of people don't understand what an NFT is, if you have millions and millions of followers, you're going to still have a large number of people who do.
Yeah.
As opposed to a local business who has, you know, hundreds or tens of thousands of customers. There's not going to be a lot of people who buy that project. But yeah, I think that's interesting. So you, all right, I come to you. I say, all right, this is what I want to do. This is my rewards program. You help me. Then what? I got to create some art.
Yeah. I mean, we'll go through, we have artists that can do anything. So whether you want to do 3D design, whether you want to do regular art, we'll go through, you give us an idea of some art. We'll have multiple different artists sketch some stuff up. We'll bring it to you, kind of get how you're feeling. Do you want to go in more in this direction? Then we'll go back. We'll finalize everything and then we'll go from there.
Does it have to be different art, or can you have, say I do like Ethan, right? Like he has 75 NFTs that he's doing, and
sure,
there's three different versions. Can 25 of them be exactly the same, or do you have to make them different?
Yeah, they can be the exact same.
Does that lessen the effect of like the value of it? Because it's these 24 other people have it.
If it's more of a project of, hey, this is a collectible, then yes. But if it's ownership and a membership or a ticket, then it won't diminish the value, because its value isn't in the rarity of the values and what it's bringing, right? Where more like a project, these different apes, the value is in the rarity
of the NFT itself.
Exactly.
What do you get with a Bored Ape?
You get exclusive access to different chats. There's some meetups. They have like different little investment things. I think more than anything, it's iconic. So I think people, right? This is what people don't realize. And this is something that Gary Vee talks about a lot. I don't know if you follow Gary Vee, but he's very, very strong on NFTs and the future of them.
Yeah.
Right. People like my parents, people don't really realize like that your social presence is, you know, viewed like 50,000 times more than, you know, people know that know you personally, right?
Right.
It's like, I have a Bored Ape on my profile picture. I have like 200,000 followers. If I have a Bored Ape on my profile picture, everyone's going to see that. Where if I have a nice, you know, couch in my house, no one's going to see that. So what it's doing is these artists, these athletes, these rich people are kind of using it as kind of like the new trend, like the new flex, right? That's kind of where these apes and different things have value. As I said, I think down the road, there'll be a couple of them that stick as kind of like the blue chip OG NFT projects.
Uh-huh.
But I think like as time goes on, I think we'll see a lot of these new projects popping up, fade out. I think very few of them are here to stay for the long run. And I think we'll start to see NFTs switch into more direct communities. So what we're targeting, where it's restaurants, where it's their direct communities rather than a target to the whole world.
So right now it's like the next popular thing and people are just kind of hopping like, the bandwagon. But you think the future of NFTs is more the utility behind it versus the art itself?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, NFTs have been around for a minute, 2016, 2017. CryptoKitties, different stuff that started where, right? It's kind of like people got in crypto in 2017. Oh, it boomed. It's crazy crypto. And then like, look how far it's come. It's like how many coins that were around in 2017 aren't here. Like majority, right? Probably like 90% of them. So that's kind of what will happen with NFTs. I think we'll see a huge influx in the next 3 to 4 months, right? We just passed all-time trading volume in NFTs this month. I think we could, honestly, as Bitcoin continues to consolidate, I think we could continue to see NFTs reach all-time highs in trading volume over the next 3 to 4 months. But I wouldn't be surprised if within this year we see a little bit of an NFT bubble where things start to fade.
So do you think it's smart for businesses to kind of think about NFT projects right now?
1,000%. If you're a business and you have an audience and you have a community, 1,000%. It's different, right? That doesn't affect you the same way as a normal project would, because this is directly to your audience, right? There's a huge amount of revenue that can be generated, which is unique. And on top of that, you can do a lot of cool things for your members that then bring them in tighter, right? Where obviously Ethan has these individuals who go to his store a lot, right? But also NFT, that means a lot more to them. But when they go get that drink, they're not just going to get that drink. They're going to go buy the pretzels and they're going to go buy this. So the revenue difference you see won't be that different. No one just goes and does one thing. So that's what will help you set up is like, if you're a sandwich shop, it's like, maybe we target some other things rather than the sandwiches. What are they going to do when they go in? They're always going to buy a sandwich, right? So there's different things we can do that actually help increase revenue, which is cool.
I got it. How do you keep track of it all? Like how do you know which customers have which NFT, and how do you know which ones used it, which ones didn't? How does that all work?
Yeah. So what happens is when you mint this NFT, it goes to a wallet, okay? A wallet can be used to hold your cryptocurrency. It could be used to hold your NFTs. And so there's no way for these other customers to go in and replicate it because Ethan, right, the only way that they're going to accept it is if it's through the wallet verified through Thirst, right? So through the direct mint. So if it's like, for example, if someone just comes up with a photo of the NFT, no one's going to accept it because anyone can just screenshot that.
Right.
You'll be able to show the wallet that you own it from a verified source. And that's how it proves correct ownership.
So they'll show you the wallet, the NFT inside of their own wallet.
Yeah.
Got it.
Just like as you were like, right, click your button, Apple Pay, right there.
Right. And it's not really, there's 10,000 of them. Like Ethan's only doing 75 per location. So it's pretty rare.
Yeah. I mean, eventually in the next 10 years, I really think Apple will integrate cryptocurrencies and just right off of Apple Pay. You'll be able to pay directly with crypto. You'll be able to show your NFTs. That's for sure coming.
What's stopping it from happening now?
I think there's a lot of big corporations that are waiting for some adjustments or guidements in the legality side of crypto. They're waiting for like full transparent rules on here's what you can and can't do.
Right. Right. Yeah. Cause there's an XRP crypto that's not being able to be traded right now. Cause there's like lawsuits against it. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And the government's working hard to push, you know, new rules out. And I think it's actually bullish for crypto in the long term. It might be bearish in the micro term, but I think it's very bullish in the long term because it has to happen in order for things to stay around.
Like the reason crypto is so popular is because, you know, the banks and the government kind of doesn't want it to be a thing, right? Because then they don't have a lot of control over it. Is that right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. What crypto does is it puts the power back in the hands of the people. So it makes the world decentralized, which is the way things should work, right? You know, there's no reason for us to use a bank when we can go peer to peer. What's going to happen though is over the next years is they realize that this decentralized economy is here to stay. And to be honest, banks, governments are going to have to make adjustments to get in because there's no stopping crypto. It's right. Fully decentralized in the world. They can't stop it, to be honest. So they're going to make adjustments. And I think, you know, I don't necessarily think crypto will overcome banks, but I think you will see banks adopt crypto.
They'll figure out some sort of way to get involved with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, like credit cards and banking and all that stuff.
Credit card wallets. You can now hold, you know, Bank of America, which is crazy, but that's what they're going to have to do to keep up, right? They're not going to let it outperform them. So they'll adapt, right?
Excellent. So as we wrap it up here, so if I was going to do a project, like what kind of cost should I be expecting to like set up one of these projects as a business?
We have two different models. We either charge a full upfront cost or we charge a revenue split. So we'll have a percentage split based on each project. So for some of these artists and different people, we'll take 25%, but we charge nothing upfront. So we'll build all the back end, all the websites. Like for some of these other artists, we're building like an arena in the metaverse where they can throw concerts. So these tickets will act as, or these NFT will act as a ticket to the concert in the metaverse. We're building out all that stuff, which costs us hundreds of thousands of dollars, but in return, we'll generate, you know, $1 to $2.5 million in revenue.
Wow.
Where through something like Ethan, it probably makes more sense where we say, hey, here's what we need to build your website and to do your art. And then we want 10% of this split. With these small Utah businesses, I'm way more into growing the community and helping them adopt blockchain technology than I am to profiting from them. Like we have opportunities to profit through our other businesses and other things. I'm way more into growing the community and making 135 the crypto hub of Utah, right? That's the long-term goal of 135 is to be the center news membership investment fund resource education for everything crypto, obviously here in Utah and then throughout the United States. And so in order to do that, I want to be able to work with small businesses and help them, you know, use the blockchain to increase their sales and profitability.
I love it. Where can people go check it out if they want more info from you?
So 135.com. They can go to 135 on Instagram. click the link in the bio. They can follow us. That's just like literally 135.
Like the numbers.
Like the numbers. Or they can message me on Instagram at AJ Affleck.
Cool, man. Thank you so much. Don't hang up yet, but it was great having you on the podcast. I appreciate all your time, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
Thank you to AJ for joining me on the podcast. Thank you for listening. Again, if you're interested in this subject, go check out our Facebook group. It's free. Crypto for businesses, sharing all my information. And listen, I'm learning with you. I'm not an expert at this by any means. I am very much learning and trying to figure this all out and navigate this and see if it's something that we should be looking at. So if you want to join me on that journey, follow me on Twitter at Irving Media and also the Facebook group. That's where I'm going to be putting all of my knowledge as I learn. I'm not an expert. So if you ask me questions about this, I'm going to have to go out there and find somebody else who is an expert or who has been doing it a lot longer than I have to get those questions answered. But it's a learning process, and I am deep into the learning curve and trying to figure all this out. And whatever I find out that's valuable, I promise I'll share with you. You can find me on Instagram at TheBruceIrving, on TikTok at TheBruceIrving, and also TheBruceIrving.com is the home base where we take all the show notes. So if you're interested in anything you hear it in this, go check out the website, and we'll see you right back here next week.